views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was searching for the purpose of her life and the truth that would tie everything together to make sense of what was taught and what was happening on our planet, the fire that was creating all the smoke. Through many experiences, she was finally led to the knowledge book that provided all the answers. Marge is now talking about this gift to humanity on Knowledge Book Radio, so all can be united in peace, love, and harmony. This live call-in show at 1-800-930-2819 is amazing. So get ready to hear about the Knowledge Book. Here's your host, Marge Potasek.
Hello, everyone. I'm Marge Potasek, and you're listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us. For the next hour, we will cover some topics from the Knowledge Book. And this week, we are going to talk about the Knowledge Book Reading Program. What is it? What does it do? And how do you do it? But before we jump into that topic, the topic of the reading program, its characteristics, its benefits, and how-tos, I think we should review a little bit about how we got here in the first place and how the Knowledge Book got here as well. So if you remember from the initial shows that we've had as a co-host with Dr. Pat, we mentioned that the Knowledge Book was basically the final program of 6,000 years of training and educating humanity to allow it to evolve in a faster pace. So the first phase of the education of humanity was at the time where the Alpha Channel was over Tibet. And this is where the meditation technique came into play. And the purpose of the meditation technique was basically to allow us to be able to draw in cosmic energies with our thought power. And those entities, those beings who were able to succeed in this program, went on to higher programs and were able to then come back at this time to serve as teachers. The next time, and that was called the First Order of Allah. The second program that came in was the program of Moses. And Moses actually came in. What was included in that system, in that program, was whatever was contained in the meditation program, plus a different application of that program of meditation, and a different application and different knowledge came in at that time as well. And just as with meditation in the First Order of Allah, and the Second Order of Allah, which is what Moses' program was, each one was targeted at the consciousness level of the society that was present at that time. You can kind of see it as maybe when we first started using the cell phone. If you remember, the cell phone initially was this huge foot-long thing. It was able to take and receive calls. The wonder of the whole thing was that, you know, we no longer were tied to some kind of a wire that needed to be plugged in somewhere in order for us to be able to connect with each other via that kind of a communication system. Then, as time went along, we eventually got to the point where we got a flip phone, and that flip phone basically allowed us to take and receive texts, allowed us to, again, take phone calls, maybe much clearer phone calls. It allowed us to take pictures. It allowed us to send pictures back and forth. But again, this was a rough system. And it's not the same thing as we have currently with the smartphones, where the phones themselves, at least in my case, that are smarter than the person who is using them. Fantastic capability, fantastic shots. You can take videos. You can video back and forth to each other so someone can see your face as you're talking to them. And you can see their face as they're talking to you. All kinds of different things have been applied and given to the system of the cell phone. So basically, this is what we've been going through as humanity. We've been going through the stone age of our evolution, stone age of our knowledge and energies and frequencies, and we are coming up to now where the knowledge book is being given. And in between was the program of the third order of Allah, and that was the program of Jesus and Muhammad. This was a combined program. Jesus came in with love. So again, the program of Moses did not quite accomplish what was supposed to have been accomplished by humanity. So back to the drawing board, back to let's see what we can do to allow things to progress faster and the humans to grow better and mature more faster. And that's where Jesus came in. And Jesus came in with the love frequency. And as you can see, that has been a very successful program. And 500 years after that program was introduced by Jesus, the desired status of the human was accomplished. In other words, those frequencies, the love frequencies that was contained, that were contained in the New Testament, allowed the humans to soften, allowed the humans to be able to be more receptive to each other, and became more peaceful and loving and kind. And in this way, they were able to then absorb the cosmic energies that allowed them to evolve and allow them to grow and to mature. Then, of course, love is not enough. So love basically leaves you in a state of peace and tranquility, and that basically is what the knowledge was called lethargy. It's not an active phase. It's a peaceful stay at home. You sit in your meditation. You stay on the mountaintop in your meditation techniques. You don't have much interaction with other people because this is a peaceful state that you get to absorb cosmic energies. So that's when Muhammad came in. Muhammad came in with knowledge. And knowledge allows humans to become conscious. So this is where the flip phone comes in analogy. We're in a different place. We're able to do different things and accomplish and be able to absorb different energies and frequencies that we could not do before. And then after about 1,500 years of the program of Moses and Jesus being left alone on our planet, and if I don't know if anyone remembers that far back, but there used to be newspaper headline saying, God is dead. He's not talking to us anymore. What happened to God? Well, apparently God left us alone because God was expecting us to use the sacred books that were the New Testament and the Quran and to basically get to a certain level of consciousness. And it is the Quran that actually allows us to be engrafted with the 18th energy dimension, the 18th evolution dimension. And all of those people who have gone through these two programs have come to be peaceful, kind, loving, and conscious individuals. Okay? And this is where the knowledge book comes in. And the knowledge book actually not only contains new energies, new frequencies, and expansion of the knowledge that came before, it also contains all the frequencies and energies of all the previous sacred books in this book. So it's all there. I mean, we won't see the Ten Commandments laid out as such. We won't see the parables of Christ laid out as such. However, we will, and as I'm doing, as I'm going along reading, I said, oh, I recognize Tibetan Buddhism. Oh, I recognize this is a Christian kind of an idea. And eventually I came to understand that this was coming in from the Islamic dimension idea. And people who come in who are familiar with the Kabbalah recognize the symbols that are in the Kabbalah as well. So all those frequencies are in the knowledge book, plus the direct energy of the source. But this is something that has never been given to humanity. So even though it may look like we're messing everything up, and even though that we look like everything is going to pieces, we are actually at a place that we have succeeded to be in a place where we're able to get all those energies plus the direct energy of the source without us being, you know, blown apart or us having too much energy for the body and the body is not able to handle it. And all of this came in basically through the alpha channel. And this channel was shifting over time because our planet basically is tilted at 23 degrees, which means the location where that channel hits, even though it's a static, unchanging source, it hits different places on this planet. So it went from Tibet, it went to the Nile, it went to the Arabic Peninsula, it is now over Turkey, and therefore the knowledge book came in place and was dictated in Turkey to a woman called Vedia Bülent Unsuçarak. She is currently still alive, and will we see her again this coming November, end of October, because we have three events in Turkey every year where we gather from all over the world for a conference and some kind of an activity. So this is where we are as far as our history. This is where we are now as humans. We have accomplished a lot. We still have a lot to accomplish afterwards. And the book is here to allow us to accomplish and go on a very fast evolution level. And this is where the knowledge book comes in. This is where the reading program comes in. And this will allow us to gain in consciousness, gain in energies and frequencies, gain to the point where the knowledge book, by giving us all these energies and frequencies, can convey us to the next advanced dimension, because that is our next stepping stone. We have been going through our evolution over the past 6,000 years and before. We have succeeded in getting to this point, and we will succeed in getting to further points as long as we are able to follow the path that is designed for us. So we've been directed, we've been oriented, we've been led to things and places and teachers and people and experiences that allow us to basically be the original self that we came here to be, or that original self that we are, meaning the perfect original spiritual totality that is perfect from the get-go, that does not need to change because it is what it needs to be. However, we have been undergoing the change and the evolution of our energy, the change and the evolution of our bodily energy, of our body, so that each cell of our body is then able to be at the same level as the spiritual totality, in which case we become genuine humans and we are able to then gain entry and go through the gate to the advanced dimensions. So this is where we are. And the reading program, the knowledge book reading program, is one of the steps that we take to get there. It's not the only one, but it is an individual program. You do not need to be connected to any group or any kind of group programs that the knowledge book also has. This is done individually by yourself. You do not need to depend on anyone except yourself and your own willingness and willpower to get it done. It's a very simple program. Anyone can do it. Everyone is able to read. Most of us anyway, we're getting to the point where everyone needs to be literate and is literate. So step by step, program by program, day by day, we get to the point where we are accomplishing the reading program, and we are not only helping ourselves, but we are helping everyone else on this planet, in a sense. So we will be taking questions during the latter part of the third segment of the show and in the fourth segment of the show. So the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. And if anyone would like to text a question to me, my number is 973-787-7035. And again, we'll be answering the questions in the latter part of the show, and hopefully you will have many questions for me to see if I could answer them. Okay, so again, so we've gone through the history of what the knowledge book is, how it came to be. The purpose, of course, is to unify humanity in peace and brotherhood, to eliminate wars and bloodshed, and to unify humanity, period. And this book is the book of humanity. It is the book of the golden age. It is a cosmic book. It is a salvation book. It is all of this because the book itself has missions to accomplish. It is our universal guide that allows us to walk the path that we need to walk in order to succeed in this final age program for humanity. Okay. So one of the benefits that the knowledge book gives to us is that it strengthens our bodies, it strengthens our energies, it eliminates and neutralizes the negativities that we may have, and instead infuses us with positive energy to the level of our evolution that our evolution enables us to get. So this is where we are. So now we are going to go into the first break, and you are listening to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. We are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we explore more about the Knowledge Book reading program. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful, personal results. Sign up today at sarahluce.com.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you are ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Brand consultant Jen Morgan is here with Radically Distinct Radio to help you take control of your future and maximize your brand's power to produce results. Whether you're an individual trying to reinvent yourself and launch a new venture, or you're an executive trying to reposition your company to modernize your sales and marketing programs, Jen Morgan and the RAD Method empower you to play to your strengths and show up in the world as your most powerful brand. To learn more, go to jenmorgan.com. That's Jen with two N's, Morgan.com, or call 206-9000. 972-5366.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-451. 0404.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek, and I am Marge Potasek. We are talking about the Knowledge Book Reading Program. What is it, what does it do, and how do you do it? But maybe before we continue, I wanted to make sure that everyone knows, again, how to contact the radio station with questions. The number is 1-800-930-2819. My text number is 973-787-7035. And again, we'll be taking questions throughout the show, but we'll be actually answering them in the last part of the third segment and the fourth segment. Now, just as we've gone over, and there is a history to how the knowledge book came to be, the purpose, and what we've been doing for the past 6,000 years, there is also a history to the reading program. When I first came in 2008, the original reading program could be done from the fascicle set, could be done from the purple book. Now, the fascicle set and the purple book are exactly the same in the terms of sentence structure, comma, punctuation, everything. The layout is a little bit different, but the content is exactly the same. However, at that time, the reading program consisted of starting on February 19th of whatever year that you started and reading one chapter a day, every day. So February 19th would be chapter 1, February 20th would be chapter 2, February 21st would be chapter 3, and this would continue until you finished 6 rounds, or so you finished reading the knowledge book 6 times completely, 6 times in the entire year, meaning fascicle 1 through supplement 7, supplement fascicle 1 through supplement 7, so on and so on until you finished, if you were successful, on February 25th of the following year. Now, in order to be successful, you'd need to read one chapter a day, sometime between a little bit at midnight and before the midnight of the following day, and you read it from the beginning of that chapter called the fascicle to the end of that chapter at one sitting without interruptions. Okay, that was the original program. And at that time, if you had skipped reading a day, that means you would have fallen out of the reading program. You weren't successful in finishing it, but you could continue doing it according to the schedule anyway. And what happened was you would make a list of all those fascicles that you missed, and at the end of that year, you would read all those fascicles. That was the initial program. The second program that came in was a program without karmas, no skipping, which means, and this is the program that we're in currently in its basic form, you read one chapter a day, every day, starting from February 19th, within the 24-hour time segment of that day, and you read it from beginning to end without stopping. However, we were told that in case there's something that you need to take care of, let's say somebody rings the doorbell, somebody calls, even though it's better not to answer, you can answer and come back and read it, continue reading it. Okay, so that's the program, and you read it without karmas, without skipping any chapters, no, at all, and you keep going. So this is the one that we've been having, but right now, in 2017, there was a new program that came into play. Initially, the knowledge book, from up till about 2010, was structured in a way that we had lots of large paragraphs. Some paragraphs, could be very long. And what happens is this: when you are reading, when the eye sees the word that you are reading, and the eye then is able to transfer that frequency to your brain. And if in that brain you are at the evolution level of that frequency, then you understand that word, you understand that sentence, and you are able to retain it and remember it. So it depends on your I seeing those frequencies, being able to see those words, connecting with an evolution level in your brain, evolution level of the frequency that you are in at that point, to be able to comprehend it and retain it. What made it more difficult in the previous version of the knowledge book was that when the paragraphs were so condensed and close to each other, it became more difficult for the eye to capture those frequencies, which means the purpose at that time for the knowledge book reading program was a scanning, as being able to evaluate humans as to where they were as far as evolution, consciousness, and energy levels, and therefore to find and apply different programs to humanity that humanity would go through in order to speed up their evolution. And for them to be able to absorb the consciousness, to absorb the energies and frequencies that they needed. Okay? So once we got to 2010, and once the entire book was published as fascicles, originally the knowledge book was published individually. It was published one chapter at a time, six chapters a year, and it took 12 years for that to be accomplished. And initially, everyone received a chapter a month for them to read. And that was our evolution, consciousness, and energy dimension at that time. Right now, humanity has evolved to the point where they can handle the entire book. And the book, just like before, would not give you any more of those energies and frequencies they could handle at the time, because it is able to know where you are and what your levels are, and therefore you are able to take in only those energies that are safe for you to take, okay? So now we have an entire book, and the entire book is written in a special technique called the light photon cyclone technique. And light has the job of loading the time energies onto the letter frequencies. So there are certain energies and frequencies that are given to humanity over time. And right now we're able to get a lot stronger energies and frequencies and knowledge than we did at the time of Moses, at the time of meditation, or at the time of Christ and Muhammad. So this is light that's loading whatever is available at this time onto the letter frequencies. Now, photon goes out there, finds the dimension energies that are able to be gotten at that time, and loads those on the letter frequency, on the letters. And then the next one, cyclone, has the job of us being able to reach frequencies of dimensions that we have not been able to reach until the day that we are reading it. So over time, the light photon cyclone technique is able to give us exactly what we need, when we need it, how we need it, and is able then for us to be able to evolve. Now, right now, the knowledge book is published in 11 languages and is now translated into 21 languages total. And this is how far we've gotten as humans to be able to grow and evolve. Okay. And now we need to go to a short break. And again, I'm Marge Potasik, and you're listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik. So let's stop for now, and we will continue talking about the reading program when we come back. Thank you.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific Time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Are you struggling in a relationship and deeply craving some tools and support to get things back on track? Do you crave having a loving, compassionate relationship with Mr. Right, but always seem to pick Mr. Wrong? Well, Sarah Luce can help. She's created a 4-week online course starting September 28th that will teach you how to shift your energy and behavior to have new transformative outcomes. And you're going to get a personal one-on-one session with Sarah to ensure you get powerful personal results. Sign up today at saraluce.com.
Gain powerful insight and practical tools to support you on your spiritual journey. Access your higher self and tune in every second and fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. Pacific to A Life Untethered with Andrew Martin, Walking the Path of Freedom. Andrew is a highly attuned intuitive oracle, energy worker, spiritual teacher, and international radio host. For more about Andrew and his services, visit thelightedones.com.
Known for his keen sense of humor, contagious smile, and extensive esoteric wisdom, EJ translates deep spiritual wisdom into practical advice to empower you to live your happiest, most fulfilled experience. Mystic Living Radio, Deep Spiritual Wisdom, Practical Advice with EJ, Eliyahu Gion. This hit show delivers profound experiences for all who want to live life to their deepest desires. Tune in monthly for Mystic Living Radio. Learn more by visiting vitaltransformation.org.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances? Experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Justice Welling. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek, and we've been talking about the Knowledge Book Reading Program. What is it? What does it do? And how does it do it? So now we'll continue with the explanation. The current reading program is a special program, and in this program, everyone needs to own their own book. And when they receive and buy this book, and that is easily done through our website, www.usa.thenowledgebook.net. Once you receive your book, you sign your book, and that basically makes that book individually yours. And that book becomes your individual teacher and guide. And when you sign it, meaning you put in the date of the day that you're signing, printing your name, and then signing your name in a black ink, liquid ink pen, then you are card indexed to that book, and that book then opens up and is connected to the dimension of the All-Merciful, and that is the light universe. And the book then opens up infinite dimensions to you, infinite frequencies to you. However, it will only give to you those energies and frequencies, that knowledge you'll be able to retain, that fits your particular status at that particular time. And you benefit from the book by the energy that you receive, by the consciousness growth that you will receive from the knowledge and the energies and frequencies inherent in the book. And your positive energy will increase. However, there is an additional bonus with this program. When you are reading this book, you are engrafting consciousness to at least 1,000 coordinates. And when you are doing the reading program with the knowledge book, then you are, the effect of the knowledge book reading program is 1,000 times of whatever energy work you can do anywhere else on this planet. So this is the power of this book. This is the power of the reading program. And you are able, as you're doing this reading program, you don't do this. The celestial authorities do this. they reflect to your 1,000 coordinates, wherever they may be on your planet, and engraft them with consciousness. So as you're reading every day, the first round of the knowledge book basically builds the magnetic field of the planet. Again, increases, neutralizes some of the negativity on the planet, because the planet is no longer able to bear the negativity we are producing. So it neutralizes the negativity, strengthens the magnetic field of the planet, and whoever on that particular day, there are many people on this planet, thousands of people on this planet, that are actually doing the reading program. So it is being magnified when we're doing this all together based on the schedule. And because we are connected and we are reflecting to at least 1,000 of our coordinates, and that's the minimum, then we should not interfere or interrupt any our reading. So we need to read every day. If we skip a day for whatever reason that happens, then we need to make sure that while we're still connected to those coordinates, we're responsible for them. The next day, read the chapter that you missed plus the chapter for that day and continue that way. So in that case, those coordinates of ours, those people who are on the same energy, frequency, evolution, and knowledge dimension, are able to receive consciousness engraftment. And once they're able to get to a certain evolution level, then they will themselves buy the knowledge book for themselves and continue the work for themselves to gain consciousness and gain strength. And anyone in all those programs that were, you know, that I mentioned the history of, as far as the reading program is concerned, anyone who finished successfully the entire program of reading 6 rounds, then our energy signature is also included in the knowledge book. So anyone who reads the knowledge book also shares in our energy signature. And that's why this knowledge book is called the Book of Humanity, because we're all our energy signatures will be in that book. Now, we did receive a question from a caller. Maybe we could take that question and see where we go from there. Hello?
All right, caller Yulia, you are on the air.
Okay.
Hello? Hello, your question, please.
So my name is Yulia. My question is, how do we sign the book?
Basically, you need an ink pen. I don't want to put a plug in for any, you know, particular company, but it needs to be a liquid ink black pen. Formerly, we used to use fountain pens, so it's that kind of an ink. One that it can't be a ballpoint, it can't be a gel pen, because that does not have the quality that is needed for this signature. And that signature is placed anywhere before the first fascicle starts, before the 6 emblems. So the best place to put it is where there is the emblem in color at one of the first pages of the knowledge book. Anywhere on the emblem page is the best place, and that is anywhere in the white space on that page. So again, it is the date that you are signing, and you would sign it when you receive the book. Again, the date, print your name, that's your legal name, and your signature. That's how you sign it.
Okay.
Do you have a follow-up?
So what is the main goal of this program, of the reading program?
The main goal is basically to build up our energies, to build up our frequencies, to raise our consciousness, to evolve us, and actually do the same for the planet, strengthen the magnetic field of the planet, strengthen the energy of the planet, and to neutralize some of the negativity on the planet. And in addition, this latest version of the Knowledge Book Reading Program, this enables us to actually help at least 1,000 coordinates of ours with consciousness and engraftments. So this is a humongous help, not only to us, but to our planet. And because we are here on this planet to serve. We are people who have come and volunteered to serve, which means we are then fulfilling our purpose in serving humanity through the reading program. And this is an individual program that anyone can do. You don't have to join a group. You don't have to go to specific meetings. This is an individual program that anyone can do. And then can actually, one of the things that someone had told me is that when they were doing the reading program before, they were kind of feeling selfish, that they were doing it for themselves and they weren't doing anything for anybody else. And when he learned that this new reading program came into play, he said, oh my goodness, thank you so much. And this is a person who normally did not like any kind of change, could not understand why the knowledge book said one thing and then we were doing programs in a different way. He could not understand that if things are said, they should be maintained. But we change, humanity changes, conditions change. So the programs that we're following also change. And when he learned that this program had changed to the extent that he is now able to help at least 1,000 persons by reading, he was really, really very happy. So we are able to help ourselves, help our planet, and help the 1,000, at least 1,000 of our coordinates. But is there anything else?
So I have another question. If I don't sign the book, what happens?
If you don't sign the book, then the book becomes a regular book. It can be read by everyone. Once you sign the book itself becomes your book, which means you are the only one that can read it and have the same and have the effect that I had just described. If someone else picks up your book, then the book basically has the time consciousness of that day, and it gives you that knowledge for the time consciousness of that day. It gives you knowledge. It does not have the same effect of increasing energies and frequencies as the reading program. I'm sorry, I just lost the trend. What was the original question?
If we have just one book in the family, can we use it by the family?
Basically, if you one book in the family, that means two people can use it, but signature cannot be placed in that book. If you place the signature in the book, the person whose signature is in it is the one who benefits the most. The person who is reading, whose signature is not in the book, will not be able to get the same benefit as the one whose signature is in the book. So this is part of the 7 billion books for 7 billion program, and everyone needs to have their own individual book. The other thing is, if two people have the knowledge book each and they signed the book, then each one of them can read the book sitting next to each other. Other people previously, if you were reading the knowledge book, no one in your apartment or in your house would be able to read the knowledge book. Right now, the knowledge book, once you have your signature in it, enables you to read it anywhere at any time, even with another person who's reading the knowledge book at the same time, as long as everyone has a signature in it. There are other guidelines as well. People who don't have their signature in it need to be careful to make sure that they're in with their own magnetic field, that they are reading with the door closed, and there are no interferences. And so when you go, let's say, to a hotel or you're on vacation, then you need to make sure that there's no one reading at the same time, which means you're basically reading outside to make sure that no one is reading at the same time. This program has many benefits, and in order to get maximum benefit from the time that you're spending in reading, which is basically maybe 45 minutes a day, 35 minutes a day, depending on the speed of your reading, then you need to follow the guidelines to get the best benefits. Oh, but now we will need to go to break, and then we'll handle questions afterwards. And again, I want to make sure that everyone knows how to contact, and this is 1-800-930-2819. And my text number is 973-787-7035. And we'll be covering only questions in the last segment of this program. So stay tuned. We'll talk to you a little bit.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature. Or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Are you tired of being bloated and nauseous? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know eating unhealthy foods eventually leads to an unhealthy digestive system? Did you know eating the most healthy, nutritious food doesn't necessarily result in a healthy body? The stomach must be healthy in order to properly digest, metabolize, and utilize even the best of nutrition. Without proper digestion from the stomach through the intestinal tract, the nutritious value is not absorbed, and the improperly digested food can be more toxic to your body than helpful. You can be doing all the right things and getting all the wrong results. In fact, other organs may also be interfering with your stomach's ability to digest. With CRA, we are able to determine the specific cause of the digestive issue and use the proper nutrition to correct the imbalance. Contact us today for your appointment at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. Or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
And we're back on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. We have been talking about the Knowledge Book Reading Program. What is it? What does it do? How does it do it? And we started to take listener questions. So one of the questions that Yulia had asked previously that I was not able to go into, it was the question, how does the reading program affect my family? And basically what happens is this. When you're doing the reading program, when you're working with the knowledge book by doing the reading program, not only are you affecting at least 1,000 of your coordinates that may be somewhere out there on this planet, as you are evolving, as you are absorbing energies and frequencies, you resonate at a higher level. Your evolution level rises, your consciousness level rises. You're beginning to see how everything works together, clicks together, which means you're able to take part in family situations in a completely different way. And at the same time, as you are absorbing energies and frequencies, they are absorbed into your body as well. And therefore, your cells are able to reflect to other human beings around you, which means the other human beings are also participating in a level of energy raising, evolution raising, and knowledge raising with you. You are not doing this alone. The family situation rises and becomes an evolution method. So through the experiences, and the knowledge book says that they have put together enemies at this time. They put together the opposites at this time. which means when you are faced with opposites, this is a forum, the family becomes a forum where you learn to negotiate, where you learn to come and unify to work on a certain goal, when you learn to work together to accomplish something, and you learn to be able to function at a different level. So that if sometimes someone needs to release their negativity because they need to release their negativity, then you do not respond in kind. You basically allow that negativity to be released calmly, and everything is going well at that point. So you affect your family both directly and indirectly. And we also affect at least 1,000 of our coordinates through engraftment of consciousness. So that's the question that I wanted to finish up from the previous section. Now, I have a question here that came in by text, and this one says, do I have to wait until 2/19 to start reading with the reading program? Actually, the official date to start the reading program is February 19th of that year, if that is the first time you're starting it, or you have not succeeded in finishing it the year before, which means you restarted again the February 19th. However, you can jump into the reading program at any time, meaning if I've got the knowledge book today and I put a signature in my knowledge book today, then I can jump into the reading program, which I think is fascicle 20 for today. Actually, the schedule for the reading program is on the website. There's a link to the website. Or if somehow that doesn't work, please, you know, email, text, or call me, and I'll be able to send that schedule to you. We could provide that for you if you wish. So you don't have to start on 2/19. You can start and getting into the practice of reading every day and getting into the rhythm of practicing every day. So no, you don't have to start only on 2/19. You could start immediately and not wait for February 19th of the year. And there was another question I received. I think this is from Denise, and apparently she's been reading the knowledge book, because she says, if we are having direct conversations from the energy channel to which we belong, and apparently this was something that she found in fascicle 11, and a point called, you know, at article number 54, how does the reading program adjust this situation? So we are all connected to our own specific dimension. If you notice, even in every day, everyone has their own idea of what things are, how things are, what should be done, how it should be done. Every one of us is at our own dimension, is connected to our own dimension. And we receive knowledge, energies, and frequencies through our essence channel from our own dimension. And this is information, this is knowledge of what we had learned previously in previous lifetimes. So we cannot talk about something that we don't know. We cannot give energies that we ourselves have not absorbed. So how does the knowledge book reading program help with this? The knowledge book reading program, this latest program, builds our consciousness. And it raises our energy, frequency, and evolution level. And eventually, through this work that we are doing individually with the knowledge book, we eventually get to the point where we become connected to a program, a study program, like the council or a flower program that's open to the people in the United States, and eventually to the totality of 18 that will be formed in the United States. So the reading program is instrumental in raising the consciousness level, not only for ourselves, but for at least 1,000 coordinates, which means we are all going to go forward to higher dimensions, because the light photon cyclone technique allows us to go to higher dimensions because we've grown to higher dimensions. Okay, I hope this answers that question. And I have another question. What if somebody calls me during my reading? Basically, you answer the call. I don't think you can start the reading program at the morning, then go throughout the day, and then finishing up in the evening. So the interruption that is made can only be a short interruption. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, I would not go farther than that. And what we usually do when we are interrupted, we basically reread the section that we could not finish to the end, to the signature, and we just continue to the end. So it would be better to basically not be interrupted. But again, you could read on the train, you could read on the plane, you could read in the hotel, as long as you have your signature and the card indexed to you. And you could read with anybody else during that time. Do I have to sign the book? There's another text question. No, you don't have to sign the book. There is nothing that is actually forced upon us. We always are in control. We are always the ones that make the decision. And this becomes the hard part, because we are the ones who can save ourselves, and we are the ones who can condemn ourselves as well. So the guidelines are set, the path is designed. All we have to do is basically follow that path that is designed, and it is designed in a way for us to be able to be successful and doing all this. So I'm sorry to say, but we're at the end of our program. So if you would like to contact us, please look at our website, tkb.usa.theknowledgebook.net. And a big, big thank you to all those who sent in their questions and called in with their questions. And again, you can call or email your questions during the week as they arise and you're thinking about what's been going on. And we will cover those questions that we didn't have time for today next week. And please do send us whatever topics having to do with the knowledge book that you would like us to cover. And I'll be here every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time on the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. So please contact us in case you would like to have a conference in your city where we answer any questions you have about the Knowledge Book and its studies. So humanity's verdict is in humanity's hands. You are the ones who will save the world.
You've been listening to Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasek. Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity, and its time of transition to the Golden Age that provided the truth and energies and frequencies. Now, she shares information from and answers questions about the Knowledge Book with you each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit Marge at usa.theknowledgebook.net.